WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, both physically and mentally. I'm Jake Carter, your ever-optimistic guide through this crazy journey called life. Today we're diving deep into something super important. Building a support network that can keep your mental well-being strong, even when the world throws its usual curveballs. Ever feel like you're navigating life on a solo mission? Like you're carrying all the weight on your shoulders? Let me tell you, friend, that's not how it's gotta be. We humans are social creatures by nature, wired to connect and thrive in communities. And trust me, having a solid support network isn't just about having people to grab coffee with. It's about having those folks who truly get you, celebrate your wins, and offer a steady hand when things get tough. So, how do we build this magical support system? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Identify your tribe. Think about the people in your life who genuinely lift you up, make you laugh, and inspire you to be your best self. These are the folks who should form the core of your support network. Remember, quality over quantity. A small circle of genuine connections is way more powerful than a huge group of acquaintances. 2. Embrace vulnerability. This is a big one, guys. Letting people in, sharing your struggles and joys, it can feel scary at first, but vulnerability is the foundation of real connection. When you show up authentically, others are more likely to do the same. It's like opening a door and inviting someone into your world, and trust me, they might just surprise you with their own stories and support. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. If you need help, express it clearly. Whether it's a shoulder to cry on, an ear to listen, or practical assistance, be specific about what you need. Remember, most people want to help but sometimes they just don't know how. 4. Give back. A true support network is a two-way street. Be there for your friends and loved ones when they need it, too. Offer a listening ear, a helping hand, or simply a kind word of encouragement. Remember, the best way to receive support is to give it freely. 5. Seek professional help when needed. And listen up, this one's important. Sometimes life throws punches that are just too hard to handle alone. There's absolutely no shame in seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. They can provide invaluable guidance and support as you navigate challenging times. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young woman juggling work, school, and family commitments. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and isolated. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah has a small but incredibly supportive group of friends, her ride or dies, as she calls them. They check in on each other regularly, share their struggles, celebrate their successes, and offer a listening ear when things get tough. When Sarah is feeling particularly overwhelmed, they rally around her, offering practical help like picking up groceries or babysitting. They remind her that she's not alone, that she's strong, and that she can handle anything life throws her way. See how powerful that kind of support network can be? It's like having a built-in safety net, catching you when things get rough and helping you bounce back stronger than ever. Remember, building a support network takes time and effort, but it's one of the most valuable investments you can make in your mental well-being. So, my friends, take this message to heart. Nurture those connections, be vulnerable, communicate openly, and don't hesitate to reach out when you need help. Because trust me, we're all in this together. And for those of you who found value in today's episode, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, tag a friend who needs to hear this message, or leave a review. Let's keep the conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay connected, and keep driving towards a happier, healthier you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.